Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we're going to be taking a deep dive into the smart eyewear market. We're going to be looking at the latest trends, and we're also going to be paying some attention to NASDAQ-listed innovative eyewear. And to do that, we're very kindly joined today by Harrison Gross, who is the CEO of Innovative Eyewear. Harrison, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Hey, Jonathan, thanks for having me.
So it's been a while, Harrison, since we last spoke. There's been an awful lot happening, first of all, at the company, but as well as the wider market. And we're going to be getting stuck into both of those today. But before we get started, Harrison, please could you give us an introduction, first of all, to yourself, as well as the company Innovative Eyewear, please?
Yeah, I'm Harrison Gross, CEO and co-founder of Innovative Eyewear. Our mission is to bring smart eyewear to the mass market for the first time. And to do that, we've addressed a number of the major hurdles to wider consumer adoption of smart glasses. That's things like, you know, the weight and comfort of the frames, prescription adaptability, affordability, style and size suitability for individual wearers, and so on. So we've done a lot to make smart eyewear look and feel more like regular glasses. And that's kind of the whole mission of our company, is to normalize smart eyewear and make it function and appear just like a normal pair of glasses.
Perfect. Thank you. So one of the main reasons why we're speaking today, Harrison, is you did put out quite an interesting announcement earlier on this week, and that's on your safety glasses line. You've just announced another four designs, I believe, in a new range. I think the question here is, you know, what sets the new range apart from the old range, and what really makes it stand out?
Yeah, so first up, this product's part of our larger mission to basically make the four major types of eyewear smart. And those four types are eyeglasses, sunglasses, sport, and safety. This is our first entry into the safety market. It came out about a year ago, and now we've expanded it with four new styles and sizes this month. So now we've got the base model, which is a transitional lens pair that's clear indoors and it tints dark outside. And then we've added two new sunglass versions for people that work outside predominantly. A new slim size, which is ideal for women and for young adults and for men with narrow faces. We have a new expanded prescription version that can handle basically any prescription that's coming out in about another month or two. So all in all, this is a very exciting product because it really brings together two very important functions in one, which is eye protection and team communications, team connectivity. And that's really where this product shines, is the fact that if you use these safety glasses, you no longer need to use a walkie or a phone to communicate with your team. Yes, you'll need your phone in your pocket to provide the data signal of the glasses, but you can talk seamlessly through the eyewear with your teammates. So this is really a more ergonomic way to stay in communication with the people that you're working with or playing team sports with, for example. And so we really sort of explore that feature with our app, where we've added a global walkie-talkie feature that uses its voice over internet, and it allows you to join channels with essentially unlimited amount of people to communicate around the world through your eyewear.
Perfect. Thank you. So we were speaking before we started recording, Harrison, and discussing that the safety range is actually the best-selling range for Lucid now after it launched last year in October. If you could talk to that, that would be great. But also, I mean, my question is here, because you know, you've outlined there four different types of smart eyewear, each with a different use. And of course, you know, the safety eyeline does has a different use and really stands out from the others. Is there a different sales strategy there? It'd be really interesting to sort of drill down to what's happening behind the scenes in terms of how you're getting this out to the market and distribution strategy and how that's different through the different ranges.
Yeah, so safety glasses is a completely different channel for the most part than the regular optical smart eyewear and sunglasses. We actually hired a guy from the PPE world, from personal protective equipment and hardware world, to manage those accounts like Home Depot and so on that we're working on to get the safety glasses into, which is completely different from the optical channels that we're used to dealing with historically for the company. And so it really is a different channel that's really focused on your sort of hardware and utility, which is great because it expands our customer base pretty significantly. So we're now no longer just addressing the optical market, the sunglass market, but we're actually addressing this whole new consumer base of people that need protective equipment for either for their work or because they do DIY projects at home, do landscaping at home, and they need protective eyewear. So it's really kind of opened this whole new realm for the business. We have a whole new kind of type of retailer that we can deal with, and all these new business prospects as a result of a product that really delivers extraordinary value to a completely new segment. And what's different about this product compared to the other frames that we make is that this is really more like, it's like a power tool, you know, it's a tech enhanced tool that helps you be more productive in your daily work. So it's a little bit different from our other products, which can be seen as more discretionary in certain ways, or as a nice to have upgrade that brings new utility to your optical eyewear. This is really like going from a screwdriver to a power drill. You know, this is a major upgrade over regular safety glasses that actually makes workers that need them more productive, able to access information more ergonomically, and able to communicate as freely as, you know, talking through their eyewear. So it's a really revolutionary product for these safety industries. And, you know, it's safety and hardware is a product category industry segment that just doesn't see a lot of exciting innovation. So I think that's why we're seeing a lot of heat around this product, because it is something new and fun and sexy in a world that is normally pretty humdrum. So I think that it is bringing some excitement to this sort of construction workers who don't really get a lot of, like, you know, fun new products, right?
Yes. So, as you say, at the moment, it's the best-selling product. How do you see that playing out in terms of the sales mix going forward, Harrison? Do you see that really running away in terms of the sales mix?
I think it's going to continue to be the strongest performer for quite a while. And the reason for that is that just because of how flexible it is in terms of how we sell it, because it's our only product that we can really sell not only direct to consumer and through typical retail, but we can actually really sell it B2B and outfit entire workforces, major logistics companies, major shipping companies, construction companies. These are companies that we can have as clients for this product, where we're delivering thousands of pieces to their workforce every year. And we've already seen, you know, a top five logistics company has already ordered 100 pieces to test out in one of their Midwest facilities instead of walkies. So we're going to see how things pan out. But I think that this is a product that, because of its nature as a tool, essentially, it can be sold en masse to other companies, which is something new for us. You know, we're typically historically a direct-to-consumer company, and our products have either been sold directly through us or through our optician partners. This is different. This is something that we can sell, you know, thousands of pairs to a UPS-type company that uses it to keep their workforce in communication and keep their eyes protected.
That's really interesting. Thank you very much, Harrison. So I did say on this podcast, we're going to be talking, you know, first about developments at Lucid, but also the wider market. I think we first spoke, Harrison, it was probably a couple of years ago now, when you launched the first ChatGPT enabled smart eyewear into the market. Since then, we've seen wider adoption, new ranges coming out. So from your perspective, you know, looking at the development of the market, how exciting is it to see that broader adoption with those new models coming out?
Well, first of all, I think we definitely hit something on the head, because we came out with the ChatGPT enabled smart eyewear, and all of a sudden, every single smart eyewear product in the world was marketed as an on-ramp into voice AI. So we definitely realized something very valuable about what smart eyewear can do, and the way that it can be a bridge into these powerful emerging AI systems. So yeah, I think, you know, it's just a matter of time before smart eyewear becomes the go-to standard in all eyewear. I mean, I think if you look at what happened with the watch, you know, the Apple Watch came out in 2015. 5 years later, the entire market flipped, and now more watches are sold worldwide, enhanced with technology than without. So more people on balance have a smartwatch than a regular watch now. And it's very easy to see, you know, draw a through line from that to a near future where most people are wearing smart eyewear instead of regular eyewear. And why is that? Because it brings all of this additional utility in a form factor that's getting ever more like regular glasses. And in fact, we have a new line coming out in the middle of next year called Lucid Aero. It's going to be our lightest frames ever. It's going to weigh 24 grams. It's going to be lighter, or about the same weight as any regular pair of glasses with no technology in it, and as thin. So we're really at a point where we've eliminated any reason to wear a regular pair of glasses. And these are going to cost the same as any designer frame that you have on the shelf.
Fantastic. So, of course, there's been some new entrants into the market recently, Harrison. You know, what does that mean for Lucid? And where do you see yourself positioning within the market, which, of course, is expanding at a rate now?
Yeah, so, you know, eyewear is a really interesting space, and there's nothing exactly like it, because it is really a hybrid between medical devices, fashion accessories, and now AI, right? So it's this very unique product category, and I think as a result of that, there's going to be a hugely diverse product offering in the space as time goes on. And we're already starting to see that. We had the first FDA-approved hearing aid glasses this year. You know, I've got some pairs of glasses from Japan that detect your posture and buzz if you're slouching. You know, so you have all these like interesting types of smart eyewear that are emerging that address particular user needs or deficiencies. And we're going to really see smart eyewear, I think, shine as a medical device and really as something that helps people overcome different deficiencies they have, whether it's low vision, low hearing, low mobility, etc. And that's because smart eyewear's unique position in such close proximity to your major senses on your face. So it's much more tuned to being sort of like a controller or a remote for other things because of its proximity to our voice and our hearing and our vision. So smart eyewear is very unique, and I think it's going to go in a really interesting direction where we're going to see a hugely diverse product offering from a large number of different companies that really speak to individual users and their needs in a way that is just highly, it's going to be highly specialized, I think. So what we've decided to do is really focus on the most ubiquitous use cases of smart eyewear, which are your Bluetooth audio and your voice-based AI interactions and vision correction. So those are really the things that we focus on. And of course, style and sizes as well, because that's an absolute necessary factor when it comes to eyewear, because everyone's head shape is a little bit different. So we've decided to focus on these things, these aspects of smart eyewear that can deliver value to basically the widest swath of potential users. So the hearing aid glasses are amazing. The niche product that really addresses a very specific user head on. We're going more after the general optical user, somebody that just wears glasses or sunglasses, and trying to upgrade them with new technology, or if they wear safety glasses as well. So that's kind of like our approach to it. We want to keep it really simple in the beginning, make it easy and affordable for people to add new functionality to styles of eyewear that they already like to wear, really meet the customer where they are. And then I think we're going to see a lot of exciting emerging types of smart eyewear will come out over the next couple of years. And when appropriate, we'll partner with those companies to deliver them through our web prescription platform and make it easier for consumers to access those products if we find that they can bring a lot of value. So I definitely see a future potentially where Lucid becomes kind of a smart eyewear marketplace where we work together with other companies to deliver a really bespoke, well-tuned smart eyewear shopping experience, which is something that has never really been delivered before. And then on the software side of that, we're starting to work on a smart glass app store that's going to allow third-party developers to create apps for our smart glasses and for other smart glasses we may work with in the future. That's something else that has never really existed in a big way. And the lack of a strong developer environment has been one of the biggest hurdles to mass market adoption of smart eyewear, because there's just not a really good cohesive developer system that allows people outside of the company that actually made the smart glasses to introduce new software, new functionality to the smart glasses. So, and that's something that we're really excited about, because that not only delivers value to smart glass users, but any hearable users. So anybody that wears an AirPod can already download the Lucid app and get tons of new audio functionality out of those AirPods. So this is something that I really like, because it can bring together a whole new cadre of users that may have never even touched our glasses, but are looking to get more out of their audio device and can still be a customer for us as a result of all of these amazing voice-based solutions that we're developing on the software side. So very exciting stuff coming as we continue to like try to really revolutionize this space, democratize it, and make the products the best they can absolutely be.
Thank you, Harrison. That's really interesting to hear that you're looking beyond the actual frames and looking at the technology side of things and really embedding yourself in the ecosystem there. So I'm sure there's going to be some exciting announcements to come over the next year. One thing that I would like to just touch on now, as with all new technologies, there have been some concerns around privacy and safety from some other ranges, not specifically Lucid ranges, but others out there. What are you doing to combat these concerns?
You know, there's a lot of issues with having a camera on your face. I think that's, you know, one of the things that you may be alluding to. That's something that we decided not to do in the near term. We do a camera glass in the future. It would be very sporty looking, like a GoPro type product, and really intended for just kind of high octane outdoor applications, people that skate, snowboard, and so on, that really want to, you know, capture some of those moments and share them. When it comes to privacy, we take a very, you know, strict approach to that, in that our glasses are literally just a Bluetooth headset. There's no onboard processing in that way. There's no capturing of your data. It's really you are in control. And I think that is the right approach. And to really portray the glasses as a tool. It's not a social media platform. It's not something that's harvesting your data. It's really a tool in your toolbox that's trying to make your life easier. And I think that's the perspective that underlies our design philosophy. And that has resulted in products that are way more user-centric than some of the other smart eyewear out there that's just a little bit too complicated or requires you to pair it up to your social media account to use it or all these other things. So I think, you know, when that respect is like, okay, do you consider like a pair of headphones to be private? If yes, then yeah, our product is just as private. And we've also made a lot of improvement. You know, we have the open ear audio, which is actually better for your hearing than in your earbuds because earbuds can cause hearing loss over time. But the open ear audio has also gotten more private because we've improved the sound containment, especially on our new Reebok models. The sound containment is excellent. So there's very little sound leakage. So even if you're taking a phone call, 99 times out of 100, no one else can hear it unless you're in a very, very quiet environment and they're right next to you. So we've done a lot to improve just the basic audio privacy of the product. But when it comes to the data privacy, like we really put the user in control because it's our product is really an audio peripheral. It's not actually collecting your data in any way.
Thank you. So you mentioned there, Harrison, the Reebok line. It takes me very nicely onto my next point there. Of course, we've touched on the safety glasses, but you do have quite a comprehensive range of branded glasses as well, Reebok being one, Nautica another. How are they going? What's the feedback on those so far?
Well, you know what's great about the branded products is it gets retailers more a little bit more excited when they see an opportunity to bring on a new category product under a well-known brand that already has been proven out on the market, like Reebok. So yeah, I think it's definitely helpful in our negotiations with major retailers, not only because they're used to selling branded products more than sort of like startup brands. Lucid's a little bit more of an upstart, you know, it's a younger brand that's only a few years old, our house brand. So having all of that together, it creates a more compelling offering, and it also allows us to diversify our product range more and sort of address different user profiles in a more clean way than having just everything under the Lucid banner. So it's been useful. And what we do is, you know, on all of these branded products, we put Powered by Lucid on the box so people know that, you know, we're like the Intel inside that product. So we do get some Lucid brand lift as well as we launch these Reebok products and so on. But obviously, you know, Reebok especially is a very powerful global brand being revived very strongly right now. You know, it was a little bit dormant for a while in the early to mid 2000s. And now it's in 2010s. And now they're really trying to bring it back as a major competitor to Nike. So there's a lot of momentum behind Reebok right now. And actually, it was really cool. You know, they've got Shaq involved. And we have a store in Manhattan where there's a presentation of the Reebok frames. And he ended up going into that store and buying a couple frames.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. So there's definitely a lot of energy in the brand right now. They've also brought back Allen Iverson, who's a famous basketball player here in the U.S. And they've got like the number one women's basketball player right now promoting Reebok as well. So there's just a lot of energy behind that brand, more so than we're seeing in maybe Nautica and Eddie Bauer, which are also in our brand portfolio. But Nautica and Eddie Bauer are great for big box stores because they already carry, you know, Walmart already carries Nautica, Costco carries Eddie Bauer products, you know, so this kind of just helps our negotiations with these major retailers.
There's a lot going on at the moment, Harrison. For people that are looking at the Lucy stock and thinking what is to come next, what can you say to investors in terms of what they have to look forward to over the next 6 to 12 months?
There's a lot of exciting stuff coming. So I alluded to that Lucid Aero line, right? So that Aero line, it's really going to be revolutionary because it's our first frame that is going to be completely indistinguishable from regular eyewear while having all of our full suite of smart features, connection to ChatGPT, calls, music, walkie, and translate now too. So all of that in a frame that looks exactly like regular glasses. We think it's going to be highly disruptive, and we're very excited about that product. We're also coming out with a Reebok optical line. So all the Reeboks so far have been sunglasses designed for kind of outdoor sport use. And we're coming out with an indoor-outdoor prescription-ready sporty kind of frame line with Reebok. That's coming out in February. That Aero line is coming out in March or April. And we also have a revival of the Nautica and Eddie Bauer lines coming towards the middle of the year. Hopefully our first sustainable frames as well. So some sustainable smart eyewear, something that's never really been on the market and something that we're looking to introduce next year. But I think really what there is to look forward to is this market flip that is coming. You know, whether it's next year, 2 years, 4 years from now, I'm not sure exactly. But that day is coming when, just like all the smartwatch market overtook the regular watches, the smart eyewear market is absolutely going to overtake the regular eyewear market. It's just a matter of time. And we're one of the few that's really positioned to take advantage of that as it happens and help build that future where people just get more value out of their glasses.
Really comprehensive conversation today, Harrison. Thank you very much. I'm very much looking forward to getting you back on the podcast in the months to come as some of these developments come to fruition. So Harrison, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks, Jonathan. This was fantastic. Look forward to upgrading your eyewear.
And thank you very much to everyone for listening. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember all investment involves risk.